Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That is the immaculate Ryan Horvath.
Have you ever been so hungry that you just want to die? Why am I so hungry today?
We have a vending machine, boss.
Yeah, we've been through this already today. Should I say what I said off air?
You said, this vending machine sucks. Can't we get like a hash brown up in this, B?
Kinda, yeah. That's pretty much what I said. I don't. You're trying to sell me on Gordettos and Snickers bars, and I said it's 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
I want like a smoothie.
I don't think you know this about me. I'm actually, I picked up a part-time job at the vending machine company, so I am trying to sell you to buy some of the products.
Yeah, I'm not like a big candy bar or...
Have you tried the new Queso Ruffles?
No. Should we do that segment where we just try random chips on the air?
I did that. I did a whole podcast.
I don't know a radio show that hasn't. We did that in
Iowa. There's a new Dorito chip. They say that one bite and it'll kill you. Let me take a bite here. Oh, you know what? It's pretty fine. It's actually pretty...
You know what I do like? A segment that I do like, though, is drinking on air. Like, a new beer is out there. Uh-huh. You get a liquor distributor that comes in. So if there's any liquor distributors that are driving around, kind of like Aaron Rodgers does.
Yeah, he listens.
Periodically. Just listening to the show, he'll call in.
414-799-1250.
Yeah, we'll be your people. Nobody drinks more booze than the morning show. Boom, there's your slogan.
I've said this, man, but I'm going to say it every day.
Yeah.
These segments on TV and radio that they try food. I mean, everybody always acts like it's the first time they've ever had food.
I know.
And, all right, we're going to do something fun here today on the Bart Winkler program. We're going to bring in Diane. She's from Crazy Cupcakes, both with K's for some reason.
Cupcakes.
Diane, you brought some in to try. I mean, why don't we do this more often? LOL. All right, Diane, I'm going to have a cupcake here. Let me take a bite of this. Oh my God. You made these? Oh, this is the best thing I've ever eaten in my life. Oh my God. This has been around the Milwaukee area and I'm just finding out about it now. Oh, sue me. Oh, I'm going to have another one. And then we get off the air and she goes, so you really liked them? I go, I've had better.
Oh, jeez. I've had better. I've had better. Great movie.
The only time I ate something and I really meant it, like that,
yeah,
was I did a radio hit in Fond du Lac where a guy brought in moonshine.
Really? Like actual moonshine or like the stuff that they sell at the store? That
moonshine.
And then I can't drink moonshine.
Later that afternoon, we had a remote at a fast food place and they had a new Monster Burger. And oh my God, I made love to that thing right on the air.
I can imagine. You know, I like when we eat off the air, we do the toy drive. Obviously, and Wendy's breakfast. I love Wendy's. I could eat Wendy's every single day of my life. And then I love when we had your baby shower, my favorite day here at the radio station, because Robert's Specialty Meats catered. We had ribs on a stick. We had the Al Capone roast. We had the burgers, the beef brisket burgers. So that was a good day because I do enjoy eating, but I don't really like to eat on the air. Not a big fan of it.
Yeah, I got yelled at. I ate on the air the other day. I was talking to Andrew Wagner. I thought he was going to talk longer on a question, and I was eating a donut.
Who caught you?
Boss.
Really?
He says, why were you eating on the air? I go, it was a bit. He goes, no, it wasn't. You're just hungry.
You were eating on the air?
Well, I didn't know.
Wow.
All right, so this hour is going to be fun. We're just going to have a weird, wacky hour. Diane's in here from Crazy Cupcake Confections.
Friday.
That'll be fun. We're going to talk with the Pipe Bomb. I've got a bunch of audio. We've done this before that I haven't gotten to yet, and we just need to scratch all the itches and talk about everything that's going on that we haven't talked about, so we're going to empty the computer in a way. And then if you guys have any questions or want to chime in, I mean, it's your playground too, 414-799-1250. You could tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. I got a text from Bill. Bill says, hey, I missed hour one. Did you guys or are you going to talk about WWE releasing 10 wrestlers? We briefly mentioned it. I think it's a shame that the company that reported, I think, record profits during a pandemic has now axed a bunch of people twice. And it just goes to show that they bring in talent and don't know what to do with it. Samoa Joe. How do you mess up Samoa Joe? The Iconics. Real disappointing. And friend of show Tucker, who was in here with Heavy Machinery. And Otis and Tucker were in here once, and they talk about how they're best friends. They never want to be split up. They got split up for no reason. Horvath, I'm going to tell you the problem with WWE right now is that they split up tag teams and factions for no reason, and then now they released a handful of them. Not good. Do not like to see it.
I actually have some breaking WWE news. Have you seen this?
Oh, breaking WWE news brought to you by our friends at Odyssey.com Sports and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports better. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Breaking sports news. It better be good.
It kind of is. So Adnan Virk is now head of the Raw announcing team, friend of show. Not friend of show, but we steal his audio and turn it into our own when he talks with Aaron Rodgers. Pat McAfee is now on the SmackDown announce team starting tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. Huge. Kind of. McAfee is on the announce team at SmackDown. Why are you? Did you already know this?
No, oh, okay. Because they made these big changes and we didn't know who's joining my... Is this okay to talk about? They didn't know who was joining Michael Cole on SmackDown because Corey Graves went to Raw. And so we figured we'd find out this week, and it's going to be Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Big sports news right there, though.
Huge.
Yeah. I like McAfee. He's great at everything he does. That man, first hardest worker in the business. I'm second.
Which brings us into our segment. Here's what was said on Pat McAfee's show.
Yeah.
This is Jordy Nelson and Pat McAfee.
Jordy, I know you're dialed in still to everything going on in Green Bay, the front office. You're tight with all of them. When are they going to get this deal done, like, and sign A-Rod to an extension?
Yeah, a 10-year deal. Jordy, seriously. Out there in Kansas, Jordy. Are they reporting to you and then letting us know or what?
No. I don't know what they're doing. I can't answer any of those questions. It's mind-blowing sometimes, especially, I mean, when he comes out and has an MVP year. If they don't want to commit or do whatever they want to do to, I mean, I don't know, show appreciation or whatever it is for him the next 2 years, seems like it'd be a pretty easy and simple move that I would say 100%, if not 99.9% of people would agree with. So I don't know where they can't be worried about a backlash or anything. So,
well, there's one guy that doesn't agree with that, Jordy.
Root against.
I don't know what he is up to. I don't trust him.
Shame their ass. Shame Cheese Nation too, Jordy, because they deserve to be, because they need to commit to Aaron Rodgers long-term. They don't want to do it. They want to force him out the door for an unproven quarterback who led the FBS in interceptions. And, hey, if Jordy, who knows a thing or two about an organization screwing somebody over, Jordy Nelson. Imagine cutting Jordy Nelson and then everybody saying, well, he is getting old, Ryan. He's lost a step. Okay, cool. Then bring in Allen Robinson. Not Jimmy Graham 8 years past his prime. Imagine cutting Jordy Nelson to bring in Jimmy Graham. And then still carrying water for Brian Gutekunst in this front office. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I feel bad. I was...
Team Jordy forever.
Yeah, I defended the move.
Team Jordy forever. Yeah, you wanted Jimmy Graham. I ripped into it.
Me and my wife thought
it was the dumbest thing ever. Maybe she should be hosting this show.
What? Was she going to do a day a week and you're going to do two and your son's going to do the other two?
Oh, yeah, because we don't work in our house. Hardest working family in the world. We're the hardest working people in America, Ryan, Amanda, and Nathan, too. Actually, my kid's the lazy one.
You came in here today. I'm like, who are you again?
Yeah.
Are you the new engineer?
I would have been in here earlier, but I can't be. Because my son, man.
Yeah. The NFL.com writer.
He needs me in the morning.
Greg Rosenthal has released the general manager power rankings. Where do you think Brian Gutekunst lands in this list?
27th.
He is 13th.
Name me the dudes ahead of him. You got it in front of you?
The Seahawks duo of Carroll and Schneider.
Okay. That's number one?
No, I'm going up 12 to 11 to 10 to...
They should not be above Brian Gutekunst. Russell Wilson literally wants to leave because of them. Okay, that's garbage. So.
Let me go quick here. Tom Telesco of the Chargers. Oh, Brett Veach of the Chiefs. John Lynch of the Niners. Give me a break.
No, I'm fine with that.
Jerry Jones of the Cowboys. 8. I'm done.
Hey, at least
this list is dumb.
Yeah, okay. Rosenthal.
He says, best pick, Jair Alexander. Worst pick, not available. Hello?
Well, you can't grade the Jordan Love pick yet.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't yet, though.
It's caused all of this.
You gotta wait.
It's caused all of this mess. One guy wants Jordan Love to not backup. That's Brian Gutekunst.
Why would you want this mess, though? Franchise like the Green Bay Packers, one game away from the Super Bowl, 2 years in a row. Why would you want this mess?
Because Goody wants to be looked at like...
Ted?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ted was great, but he won one Super Bowl.
But he drafted Aaron Rodgers, and he made the Favre to Ted Rodgers thing work.
Yeah, but Ted drafted Aaron Rodgers because he loved Aaron Rodgers, and Ted...
Aaron Rodgers fell in his lap.
Ted
Gutekunst is trying to force love to happen.
Yeah, and we've all been there, you know? You know it ain't right. You know she ain't the one, but you just don't want to be alone. Wait, what? Oh, yeah. You know what I hate is when Blog Nation, they're like, and I don't know why everybody wants to bring drama. You know, I saw, you know, Wicket was doing this the other day. This isn't even a topic. Well, it is a topic, though, Wicket. Because like they drafted Jordan Love. If you didn't want drama, then you wouldn't have replaced the most. What's the most important position in all sports?
I would say quarterback.
Right. And when you have one that's going to the Hall of Fame first ballot, why would you piss him off? And especially one with an ego and with a personality, and with a chip on their shoulder like Aaron Rodgers. Did you think that Brian Gutekunst or Mark Murphy, or Russ Ball, or Matt LaFleur, do you think any of them truly believe that, hey, we're going to draft Rodgers' eventual replacement when he was a game away from the Super Bowl, and he's going to be cool with this? They know Aaron Rodgers, dude.
No, I know.
Right. So why are we, not we, why are people like still like, this isn't a story? Why are we creating drama? And the media is creating, that's what I love, the media is creating drama. Like, you and I are creating drama. Because we're the guys that wanted to piss off Aaron Rodgers and draft a quarterback out of Utah State. No, Gutekunst created the drama, dude. And there's no getting around it. There's no getting away from the drama because there's a quarterback, a first-round pick in Jordan Love that wants to play football. Jordan Love does not want to be. And that's the other thing, man. I feel bad for Jordan Love. He doesn't want to be a backup. But here's the problem, though. He wasn't going to be a starter anywhere. They did not need to move up for Jordan.
They didn't.
Somebody please tell me the team that wanted Jordan Love. So people keep trying to convince me that Bill Belichick was going to draft Jordan Love. I promise you he was not.
If Bill Belichick was going to draft Jordan Love, we wouldn't know that.
Bill Belichick was going to draft a guard out of Yale. Trust me. Bill Belichick was never drafting Jordan Love.
I think Bill Belichick and Tom Brady were still in cahoots.
God, I hate this thing.
He's like, hey, Tom, you're leaving to Tampa. What I'm going to do, your toughest competition is probably Green Bay. So I'm going to leak that I'm interested in Jordan Love. I'm going to make the Packers take a guy that's not going to help them at all.
Yeah.
You'll go into Lambeau Field. The once feared Lambeau Field, by the way, you'll go in there and get a Super Bowl appearance and then have a first Super Bowl at your own stadium.
And, like, let's stop acting like Brian Gutekunst is this great quarterback evaluator, right? Because didn't he love DeShone Kizer? Isn't this the same organization, including Mark Murphy, that loved Brett Hundley? And didn't they want Drew Luck? Weren't they obsessed with Drew Luck?
Yeah.
I wish Luck, Andrew Luck, but they were obsessed with him. And Denver is going to replace him this season by week 8. Write that down. He will not make it to week 9 as a starting quarterback in Denver. Goot loved him. So let's pump the brakes on his quarterback evaluation, please. Ted, okay. He found Aaron Rodgers. Love Ted. But
Jordan Love is going to be so bad.
But here's the thing. I hate that we do. Oh, man, don't let him slip to Belichick. Belichick will get his hands on him. We did it with Jordan Love. Now it's Trey Lance. Belichick is not taking a quarterback in these drafts. He wants somebody that he knows can run an offense. Jimmy Garoppolo is a different story. Bill Belichick loves Jimmy Garoppolo like a son. That was the one that got away for him. I don't know that Jimmy Garoppolo is any good, but Bill Belichick loves him like he's his own son.
Friend of show who I really like, his work at Pro Football Focus. He was on The Fan yesterday. I disagree with what Eric Eager said here about the Packers draft.
Wide receiver is a Super Bowl winning move, whereas I think all the other moves you described are perfectly acceptable ones to continue to be the 13-win team that they want to be.
Yeah, I don't think we want wide receiver in the first round anymore, E.
Yeah, I really don't, actually, because I saw MVS running some dope-ass routes yesterday.
Yeah, those were dope-ass.
And then Aaron Rodgers put some dope-ass eyeballs above it on Twitter, and I was like, let's go, MVS.
So here was what was funny.
Let's go, Funches.
Last Monday when Rodgers hosted his first episode of Jeopardy when it aired, there was also that same day, Jordan Love had a little video that was released somehow of him working out.
Yeah, footwork looked good.
Did you see? It wasn't like Jordan Love throwing bombs, or it was him throwing 5-yard outs.
I just wanted to see the footwork. It looked pretty damn good, though.
If you're going to release a video.
Yeah.
Here's me throwing a 5-yard out against nobody. Whoopity ding dong do. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, more to get to, including changing rules in baseball, something that Jim McMahon said that everybody's in up in arms about, and more on the breaking news of the day. Pat McAfee will be joining Michael Cole on SmackDown. Does that mean we'll see Adam Cole, baby, eventually on the main roster? Very interesting times in WWE. They also released Samoa Joe after they made him wear a poncho and then cut his ass. More coming up next.
Craig, when a hitter does stand, close to the plate and has body armor on, I mean, the pitcher's got to pitch his game, right? He cannot, if you stay away and a guy's diving, it's not going to work, is it?
Well, look, I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, the pitchers are trying to get hitters out where their weakness. This is scouting reports. This is hot zones and cold zones, and this is how pitching works, right? You throw to the places where you want to throw to the places where guys don't hit it. And hitters are good at covering some things and not so good at covering other places, right? And there's places in the strike zone that are a little tougher to get to. There's places in the strike zone, frankly, that are a little more dangerous to get to. And so the hit by pitch is going to be part of the game. I think we're not going to take the hit by pitch out of the game. And we have, that's the tricky part of this. But what we're trying to do is take the intentionally throwing at hitters out of the game. I think that's what we should be taking out of the game.
Do you take that out of the game by automatic ejection? Is that how you would take it out? What would take it out?
I don't know. It's probably got to be bigger than that. It's probably got to be at a higher level than that.
It's Craig Counsell, Tom Haudricourt asking the questions the other day. Brandon Woodruff got thrown at in that series. Brewers did not retaliate with a intentional hit by pitch. They did retaliate with a 7-0 victory over the Cubs on Wednesday. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. It will be Adrian Hauser on the mound tonight against JT Brubaker. Horvath's boy.
Oh, yeah. That's my guy. Me and him go way back.
Oh, my God. What time is it? 8:20. We were supposed to have Joe Block on at 8. I forgot. Forgot to call him. Voice of the Pirates.
Yeah, a lot of young talent, some young arms. We'll see what they can do.
Let me text Joe real quick. Hey, Joe, forgot to get you.
What's up, Joe?
Oh, he's got dots right away.
I heard tell you about the time I bought a...
One sec. He says, no worries. I had nothing to say. Nice.
Joe Block on the Rami Show, 3 p.m. I'm kidding.
Who is on? Ryan Tapera, who's on the Rami Show?
Yeah,
you!
You, Soulja. Who else? I don't have any picks though.
I deleted the email.
Yeah. I don't really have any. I don't really have any picks though. Any gambling picks? By that time, my only game.
Tell them our MVP picks.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, my guy Winkler and I, we really like Dak. Oh, yeah, why? No. My guy Winkler and I, that's what I should give to BetQL Daily next week. Yeah, guys, I got a winner. I like Daniel Jones.
80-1.
80-1 MVP. Why? Me and Bart just like him.
Yeah, we said we liked him once, and then we're just kind of dug in now.
Like us, we think that, you know, he's really good, and people knock him because they're just, you know, bored with their own lives.
Let's see. This is from, we'll get back to baseball in a second. Brewers have the Pirates tonight.
Yeah.
Billingsley says, keep this going, boys. I need this. Front office is effing whack for that pick. Yeah, we will not stop. No matter how much money you have to pay Cheesehead TV to ask them questions.
Who?
We will not stop.
They unfollowed me. I don't remember them. They unfollowed me. Domoski blocked me. You know, I'm the biggest Packer fan out there, and I give respect to all these guys. And then they block me because they don't like you.
Yeah.
So you know what? Now I guess they're enemies, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to be friends with these people. Me and the kid that wears the glove, I wanted to go and have beers with them. What's his name? Corey?
Corey.
I shouldn't say kid. How old is he?
He runs a company that's very, very successful.
Yeah, he's doing a show across from Lambeau. I really did want to be friends. I actually liked him. Now he hates me, and I never did anything to the guy.
They have a successful operations. They just have... And I like a lot of the other people that work at Cheesehead TV or write for them.
Yeah, I don't know why they hate me. I didn't do anything to them.
Just don't like the top two.
I honestly did nothing to them.
No, yes, you did. You dared question the moves of the Packers front office.
Is that why they don't like me, or do they not like me because of you? Do they not like me because I love Aaron Rodgers? Because I don't get why I'm hated or why I'm villainized by 40% of the Packers nation. Just because I love Aaron Rodgers. I love our guys. I love Aaron Jones. I love Aaron Rodgers. I love David Bakhtiari. Hell, man, I made the case for bringing back Kevin King, and everybody could destroy me for that. I like winning and losing with our dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I think isn't that what they preach? So I don't understand why I'm villainized and the bad guy.
Well, I just know that Papa don't preach, and I'm in trouble deep.
Yeah, whatever. I'll live.
We got to play this. Jim McMahon was on some podcast nobody's ever heard of. But they get credit.
But what was the pod, though?
1252 Sports, Chicago.
Excuse me?
1252 Sports?
You know, everybody in Chicago has a damn podcast. Sports Mockery, Mockery Sports,
Chicago Sports. Everybody here's got one.
ChicagoSports.com, Sports Chicago. Ooh, what should the Cubs do with Chris Bryant? Well, they should pay him, idiots. Anyway, let's hear it. Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon about the Packers and the Bears. You probably already heard this 7 days ago, but
I was more interested in what Shane McMahon had to say.
I thought he was going to beat Braun, but anyway.
Yeah, we did have a good time. A lot of good guys up there. A great atmosphere. It was the best team or the best organization that I played for of the seven teams that I got to play for.
Yeah, hold on, time out really quick. The Green Bay Packers were the best organization you've ever played with?
By far. Oh, yeah. From top to bottom, just great people.
That breaks my heart, Jim.
All the way up to the, you know, whoever's the main guy up there right now, who knows? But
right, yeah.
Everybody gets treated the same, and they treat you great up there.
Sounds good to me. I don't have a problem with that. Is that controversial in Chicago?
I love it.
Sorry, Muffin.
Well, like, and all they have is the 85 Bears, too.
That's all they got.
And so to hear that, that's music to my ears. That's a beautiful thing. I actually do think that that's kind of a big deal just because it breaks their hearts so much, man.
Actually, they got the Bulls run and they got the Cubs World Series, but still, it's about 85 Bears.
They don't get the Bulls run. I get the Bulls run. That's not them. That's not even Chicago. That's me here in Wisconsin. That's my run. Okay.
What about the Cubs?
No, the Bulls run is my run because, honestly, the sixth man of the year was a Croatian, and I'm a fellow Croatian. Just like Luka's mine, I there's only two countries that I claim, and I have Luka and I have Kukoc in Croatia, and Dino Raja, who I do claim as well. Former Celtic, great. So, that's my run. I do go like hearing that, though, just because they love that 85. I mean, that's all they have. And they have that, and they have the Urlacher, Devin Hester run that equaled what? A Super Bowl appearance and an NFC Championship loss to the Packers. What's your favorite memory in that game, real quick?
B.J. Raji.
Not mine. Rodgers got his ass kicked in that game, and he was not good in that game. But my favorite play is will always be when he throws the interception to Urlacher, and he looks like he's going to house it, and Rodgers catches up and makes the tackle.
That was a good play.
Because I think that they only walk away with three on that drive then. Man, that was, you know, that was not a good game, but it was a great game. Does that, like, it wasn't like, I mean, I'll never go back and be like, that was the most exciting game. But that was like football, man. That was just an, like, those teams. Packers defense showed up that day, but that was a bloodbath.
Football was football.
Yeah, dude, it was, though. That was a violent football game. If you go back and you watch that, Rodgers couldn't even move. He takes that hit from Peppers in that game, and I thought he was dead.
Are you still watching that NFL league?
That's my favorite picture, is him after that game at his locker. Just got the crap kicked out of
last
him.
Last NFL game I watched, Ryan. Do you know what I saw? I saw 15-yard penalty for sneezing.
Actually, my favorite play was when Caleb Haney took the field in the second half. God, was he terrible.
You probably like the NBA too. Why don't you go live in China?
Yeah, what was with that tweet the other day? Somebody told me that.
Move on.
Somebody told me that I can't go to Georgia, though. I told my wife. She's like, well, what are we going to do this summer? And I said, well, I know one place we can't go. Georgia, Patriot X473 Ryan Braun fan says I'm not allowed. I don't know why.
Savannah's a nice city.
Georgia?
I actually like Georgia. I like the peaches.
Waffle House?
Love the Waffle House. I don't even get waffles at the Waffle House.
No.
It's a weird story, but.
Donald Driver, as we're talking football, Donald Driver was on The Big Show this week, but then he was also on some station randomly in Houston, belittling Julian Edelman's chances at the Hall of Fame.
So if Julian Edelman gets into the Hall of Fame, are you going to rush the stage?
I'll say this. If he gets in, I don't know how, but if he gets in, they better be calling my name sooner than later.
You damn sure. That's real talk. Yeah, I mean, that's real talk.
I think Edelman's a great player.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
And he did some things in the postseason that most guys, I mean, he has the second best numbers behind Jerry Rice in postseason. Yeah. And so we know that his postseason has been amazing. I give him credit for it. I think a lot of guys need to be in the Hall of Fame, and there's a lot of guys on that ballot. Andre Johnson is one of them. But I think, you know, my name been on the ballot for 2 years now, and I'm just hoping I get that call. I just don't want to be 80 years old before I get it. I want to enjoy it. So we'll see.
Well, like I said, if Julian gets it, you damn sure need to get it.
I don't know what. I apologize. I don't know what Houston station that was that Josh Innes once got fired from. I'm not sure. Could have been any one of them.
I think it was all of them.
So do you want to talk any about Julian Edelman being a Hall of Famer? Poor guy retires. Instead of celebrating a good career, everyone's just crapping on him.
Yeah, I mean, I think I kind of agree with that, though, what Donald Driver said. You know, obviously he was one of the best playoff performers in NFL history. So I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I think that we kind of hit on that the other day. I don't think that his numbers put him in the Hall of Fame. I think if he's a Hall of Famer, then Jordy's a Hall of Famer. I think then you're looking at guys even like that put up some numbers for a couple seasons there where Greg Jennings' numbers are even comparable. What he did in the playoffs was fantastic. Maybe you like put like a little spot, like if you're going to like honor the Patriots run, their dynasty in the Hall of Fame. And you could have like a pair of Julian Edelman receiver gloves, but he's not a Hall of Famer. Like Donald Driver said, then he better be getting that call. You know, Leroy Butler better be getting that call. There's just so many guys that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame that are not. There's so many guys that do get in right away that deserve to be, like a Kelvin Johnson. Julian Edelman, not on that list. So, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. But he is one of the great all-time, I mean, he's a great player in the playoffs, playoff performers. But you look at his numbers, they just don't justify the Hall of Fame.
I was Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. I went to Horvath's place the other night. And you know where, you know where people have a picture in their living room? It's normally in the same spot by the door, a picture of our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Horvath's got one of Theo Epstein. And he was on MLB Network last week.
I do?
I don't know. Someone just looked like Theo. He was on MLB Network this week. The two rules that they're experimenting with in the Atlantic League, this double hook thing, we'll talk about that in a second. What's your initial thought on them moving the mound back a foot? I can see your initial thought is there is none.
Yeah, I don't care, to be honest. Do you?
I think if baseball is going to make changes, they should make changes like that rather than you can only be limited to have this guy come out so many times. We have to count now. We have to have time. You have a change the
parameters, change the field length rather than like keep track of more stuff. Here's Theo talking about why they're experimenting with this.
A lot of people at Major League Baseball and across the game at Commissioner Manfred's behest have spent a lot of time focusing on different ways to try to get that batter pitcher dynamic back into balance. And we're trying a lot of different things. You know, obviously there's a ball with new characteristics at the big league level. There's contemplation of changes to the strike zone, changes to the playing rules. So a lot of different ways to attack it. But the simple fact remains that we may just have outgrown 60 feet, 6 inches. 60 feet, 6 inches, obviously a really significant, important, sacred number in baseball. No one is hoping to have to change that. But I think we need to find out. You know, we'll gain a lot more information this year simply by moving the pitching rubber back 12 inches and seeing what that does to the batter pitcher dynamic. Does it give hitters a chance to make more contact? It really should, because you're buying hitters 1/100th of a second of reaction time. That's the equivalent of about a tick and a half of velocity. So it gets you back to the reaction time that hitters benefited from, say, 10, 15 years ago when the contact rate was a little better and the strikeout rate was more under control.
I get the rationale to it, and why not try it?
Same.
One of the things Craig Counsell said earlier this month was we debate about this stuff all the time. Instead of debating about it, what it would look like, let's see what it looks like and then talk about it.
Yeah, and see, that's kind of like where I'm at. I just kind of want to see what it would look like. Because, like, last year when they experimented with a couple different things, like the universal DH and, you know, like the extra inning rule, man, I hate it. Now I like it. Now I actually like it.
I hate it in principle.
Yeah, but I also
hate that I like it. It's exciting.
It's exciting, and the games end. Like, you're not going to be there for 13 hours. And again, I'm one of the people that do want to spend all my time at the ballpark. I enjoy watching baseball. But, right, there is a level. It's exciting. So, it's a rule change that I hated. And now I kind of got to like sleep on all these for the weekend. The Athletic, actually, I think Jason Stark, I want to say, just did a piece on all this with Theo and these rule changes. I guess I got to kind of dive into it a little bit more. And like Craig said, I kind of just want to see it as well, because I really don't have a strong opinion. Because I was listening to Bob Costas, and he's like all over the place talking about what needs to change with the pitch clock and speeding up the game and ways to improve baseball, and I just got done telling you 2 hours ago, I've watched more baseball these first 2 weeks of the season than I have since probably I was 11, 12 years old, since the home run chase, since the steroid era. So right now, I just think that the product, like, honestly, market the players a little bit better. Make it so, especially here in Milwaukee, we could watch our own team if we don't want to spend $355 on cable or DirecTV. Make it possible to watch Mike Trout. Have these games so, you know, I'm paying money for the MLB package. Everybody shouldn't have to do that. Sunday Night Baseball, give us more baseball. Because I'm telling you, like, I'm watching all these guys. Like, Acuna is great. You know, there's so many names. Mike Trout, Ohtani, has 4 homers already this year. And he's hitting 100 on the radar gun every fifth day when he starts.
Keep preaching.
I'm just saying, I don't think we really need to do all this crap.
Keep going.
I think the sport's fine. I think market it better. Get kids back out on the diamonds playing baseball.
Horvat for commissioner!
I don't want that. Well, I'll take the pay. I don't know. I couldn't even find my keys this morning. And I got to, you know, still answer the calls around here.
Could you please? Unless you're like Rob Manfred. What Rob Manfred wants is 14 to 11 games that take an hour and a half. So maybe this will all get to that. 414-799-1250.
I will say, though, really quick, I was answering calls. Yep. Games that do go quick are, like, great pitcher matchups. Like, the other night, it was Giolito versus Bieber. And the first 7 innings were, like, an hour and a half, despite there being, like, 17 strikeouts between the two. Really good baseball. I'm telling you, baseball's awesome.
Shane Bieber, not Justin Bieber, who recently revealed that when he was coming up and getting famous, he needed people to watch him sleep to make sure he didn't die from the amount of drugs he was taking. Justin Bieber.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Dave's on the northwest side. Dave, what's up?
Bartholomew. By the way, I've got both my shots, so I'm ready to go.
You got both of them? I'm getting the second one today.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel after the second one?
24 hours later, I had the chills.
Okay.
Be out and stay warm.
All right.
That was about it.
Okay.
No, no problem with soreness in my arm, anything like that. I got to tell you, as a longtime baseball watcher, moving the rubber back 1 foot has to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Well, think about this for a minute. What caused this change? One, because players are no longer embarrassed to strike out. Two, launch angle. I mean, I grew up with guys like Cecil Cooper and Tony Gwynn and Wade Boggs, and those guys didn't strike out. They just hit and hit and hit. And I think, you know, when the MLB promotes the kind of stuff that we're seeing now, well, that's what we're going to get.
Right.
You know, pitchers have to throw so many more pitches because they have to throw strikeouts, because guys are just going to sit up there and take and take and take and take and take. Mm-hmm. And it just, I think it's dumb. You know, there was, if you look back to the statistics, 1967, and I know this is dating myself, 1967 was a banner year for hitters. 1968, they lowered the mound, and it was a, or they raised the mound, rather, and it was a banner year for pitchers. Bob Gibson had a 1.12 ERA, and Denny McClain won 31 games with a 1.96. I think if they're going to fool around with anything, they should just fool around with the height of the mound instead of moving it back.
I don't mind them trying it, though. If they're going to think about it, I don't mind them trying it. Like the Atlantic League, if anything.
Yeah, well, it should stay in the Atlantic League. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Dave.
You bet. Take care.
That's Dave on the Northwest side. Let's talk to Tony in Texas real quick. Tony, do you have you invested in Dogecoin at all?
No, I haven't. But was that really Ken Burns that called before?
You thought that was Ken Burns?
Yeah, he gave me a little baseball history there.
Dogecoin's up to 39 cents, guys.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I'm starting to dip into that crypto.
See, I want my cash with blood on it. That's what I tell my wait, what? Sorry.
Hey, Ryan, I got a question.
I like my money like I like my women.
Ryan, you were singing the Chris Cornell, who's got a voice of an angel.
Yeah.
I can't say the same about you, buddy, but you an Audio Slave guy or a Soundgarden guy?
I hate Audio Slave, Soundgarden, but I do like Rage, and I love Soundgarden.
Just didn't mash well together?
You know, they were fine. I don't know. It reminded me of, like, stuff that we would play, like, in the high school weight room.
Right.
You know?
I am the Highway, one of the best rock ballads of the last 20 years, though. Anyway. Barty, hey, Bart, you know, we're talking about sampling food and drinks. Why don't we, you know what, let's try to order that Austin beer, Austin's beer, that Trop Hop.
Austin from the postgame show?
No, Austin from Southern Charm, of course.
Oh.
He's got his own beer line.
I thought you guys meant Stone Cold Steve Austin,
I'm going to try to get some for you guys and see what happens.
All right, and then I'll order you one of Craig's pillows.
I'll order you one. Some BC Bluff.
I ordered one for my girlfriend.
Did she like it? Was it good quality?
It's okay. It looks good. Mm. Good quality. So, okay. Hey, did you see that Cameron spoke out in the whole Madison situation with A-Rod?
No, what'd she say?
You guys are wild with this, man.
Just let us have this.
She felt bad. Hey, by the way, Mike the Painter, you should binge watch season one, and maybe you'll get some more time, big man. Anyway, Austin, she felt bad for Austin. She felt bad for J-Lo. That's what she had to say.
Yeah, Madison needs to learn to love herself before she tries to love anybody else.
Jesus. Well, I'm going to give Ryan a little trivia question on Southern Charm here, though. Do you know what show that Cameron from Southern Charm previously was on? You probably watched this, Ryan.
Yeah, you probably did.
No, I don't. What?
The Real World.
Which season?
San Diego.
Oh, that's my favorite season. Wait, Cameron's on this?
Yeah.
Word?
Word.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Is San Diego, Randy, and Brad?
Yes.
All right, so real quick. That was my favorite.
Look at you wake up to sleeping giant.
So, no. I loved that season because I loved Randy and Brad. And Brad is from, like, literally 20 minutes from where I'm from.
Yeah,
and
everyone
I,
is.
Right, no. I thought, well, yeah. I thought on TV, I was like, man, this guy's so cool. In real life, Brad, one of the biggest bags you'll ever meet in your life, man. Like he is, he's just like that guy. Like he would do like bar appearances, like in like Joliet, Illinois type like appearances, and he'd be like too drunk to go. Like I don't know. He was way cooler on TV. So hey, don't meet your heroes.
Hey, okay, so that's a great transition.
I met Landon at Church Key in Madison.
I want to meet CT and fight him. Like I know I'll lose, but. I
got a great transition, though, into Don't Meet Your Heroes. Let's talk about our quarterback real quick.
Favre?
You know, no, not that guy. number 12. You know who Aaron reminds me of? He's Megan Fox. He's hot. Or, you know, you want to date him for a little bit? Well, let's say she. But after a while, man, that's a lot. That's a lot of work. Give me, like, a Rachel Lee Cook. You know, give me that girl from She's All That. I don't know who she is, but she seems pretty cute and nice and – she's not going to be at the Happy Tap on Thursday night drinking a beer. You know, you can trust her.
Lainey Boggs, yeah.
Yes. So, Goot, you know, Goot's been dating Aaron for a while, and he's just kind of fed up with it. He's got one foot in the dating pool, and he's checking it out. And if he doesn't like it, he'll stick with Aaron. But that's what I think about that. I think ultimately Aaron plays out the contract. That's my take on that.
Rodgers is Megan Fox, huh?
Yeah, he's good looking, but you know that's a pain. That's a pain right there.
Well, like we said yesterday, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty, I'll say, person your spouse.
Right. Well, let's try to get a happy medium there. Hey, MVP odds, really quick before y'all let me go. I like Herbert as my pick, and then a couple of long shots. We talked about it yesterday, Bart. Darnold, 100-1, I'll take that. And then Trevor Lawrence, that's another one. That's a long shot.
I'd be better off taking Daniel Jones at 80 myself.
Hey, I will give you guys, if those are 100-1 odds, I'll give you guys 200. And then I will give you, what was the other one? Darnold, I'll give you 300-1 if you guys want to place your bets.
No,
I will
thanks,
be your
Tony.
Tony, I'll be your bookie, buddy.
Thanks, Tony. 414-799-1250. I like complaining about Goody. Let's keep doing that coming up. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvat, checking in with Jeff Orlowski, the Polish pipe bomb. Hey, are you in here next week? Is that next week or the week after?
No, I think it's next Wednesday.
Yeah. You have 4 hours of me and the Pied Piper.
Yeah, well, 4 hours are as long until they kick us off the air.
Yeah, so a segment. Hey, we were talking about a bunch of stuff I want to continue with you. One Southern Charm. Are you on Team Madison or Team Austin?
Madison because she's hot. Austin, he's a mess. That dude's a mess. What, you know, he's a weasel.
I know, but Madison, like I said, she needs to love herself before she can love anybody else.
Well, I'll have a go before she starts doing before she starts loving herself, I'll tell you that.
God. Jeff Orlowski. The other thing we're talking about is, you know, it's a random Friday, and there's a lot to talk about. Brewers start a series, and the Bucks played last night and won. So we've spent most of the show bitching about Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he deserves it. He deserves it. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, Goody is a perfect example of Packer fans liking mediocrity. And, oh, you know, look at the success. They go 13-3 and make the NFC title game every single year. Okay, where's the jewelry? You know, when you have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, 13-3 isn't, you know, it shouldn't be like a huge accomplishment. You should walk into 10 wins a season. So he won three games for the team, you know, being the GM. That's how I think of it. And the people that constantly defend him and everything, oh, well, you know, he puts his team in a position to be there every single year. Well, no, Ted did that when he got Aaron.
When they drafted him, Jordan Love, because we remember we were watching on TV and we had this unprecedented access because of the plandemic, and we saw LaFleur and Goody both celebrate, and Goody, they must have really thought, at least Gutekunst, really thought that Rodgers was going to be trash this year because he willingly stepped into this. Like, when Ted Thompson drafted Rodgers, they knew it was going to be a mess, but you had to do it. The guy was supposed to be the number one pick. The Niners took Alex Smith instead. then for some reason, nobody's like else needed a quarterback. They drafted all these other dudes. Aaron Rodgers falls to you. It's a guy who could have gone number one. It'd be like if Zach Wilson was there at 29 this year. Well, gee, you got to take him. I mean, the value is incredible. You got to take him. There was never any plans to kick Favre out immediately, but you knew it was going to eventually happen where you don't just draft this guy to not play. This was going to be your quarterback of the future. This last draft, they traded up, grabbed a guy that probably, well, they could have probably got him wherever they were, or they had 30 and they traded up to 26. They probably still could have got him there. They traded up, gave up a fourth-round pick. They knew. They've seen it happen before, Jeff. They knew going into this what would happen, and Goody's still stuck in the mud. And then you've got Mark Murphy. The last time he talked, he's like, you're not going to trick me into saying that I like my quarterback that just won an MVP. Everybody wants everybody, except for maybe a couple websites. Everybody wants the Packers to stay with Rodgers and to try to win with him, except for the people running the Packers.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And that's what's so frustrating. And the only, you know, again, who pays the price for it? Us, the ones who buy all the merchandise, buy all the tickets, you know, support them unconditionally. You know, I was a Rodgers fan from day one. I still hate Brett Favre to this day, you know, for the Minnesota thing. So Favre is dead to me and will be forever. But yeah, no, you know, Goody, you know, that's like somebody kicking their dog and then getting mad because PETA goes after him. Well, you know, you made the decision and now you got to live with it. And hopefully we won't have to live with it. Hopefully something will happen. And, you know, I don't obviously wish injury on anybody, but if Jordan Love sits there and, you know, rips both his ACLs, I'm not going to complain about it.
All right. This is why I love Pipe Bob. He don't care.
I don't care.
Hey, what do we got coming up on the old dirt road?
Oh, man, we got a good one on Sunday, Richmond. It's nicknamed the Action Track. It's a track that delivers more often than it doesn't. Big, it's a big turning point in the season for a couple drivers here. In the last five races at Richmond, both Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick have the best finishing positions. They are both struggling mightily coming out of the gate this season. One of them needs to step up and win or get a top two finish to sit there and try to right their season, or it could be a long one for them.
Hey, so Wednesday, you're here with me the 4 hours Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
All right, Wednesday, because we check in with Horvat in the 7 hour. We'll talk to Tim at 9. What else you want to talk about the rest of the day? Like, you could pick any topic.
Well, I'll just bring in a couple pocketfuls of gummies, and we'll just figure it out as we go along. Just get ready to giggle.
Right. What about suddenly coming in studio that day?
I'll come in.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you this, Commissioner Horvat, you know, I wouldn't sit there. That one caller that you guys had before, Tony from Texas, I think his name was Dave, you definitely mess with the height of the mound. You don't mess with the distance. 60 feet, 6 inches. That's religion right there, and it should always be that.
Exactly. Like, why screw with anything, man? I think the game's fine. I think baseball's fine. You want to improve the game, pump these guys up with some Androstene again, man. Let's get some homers. No, I don't think the game needs to be improved. I think baseball's just fine. I think if you could actually watch it, that'd be helpful. Anytime anybody wants to watch Sunday Night Baseball, throw the White Sox on there. Throw the Brewers on there. Throw some of these fun teams. Not everybody wants to watch the Yankees and the Braves. Yankees and the Red Sox every single Sunday night. Get some new blood in there, man. Introduce the world to the Mets, to Jake DeGrom, to Marcus Stroman. Instead, it's Kershaw night. Yeah, we know. We've been watching this for 13 years. He goes four innings. His back tightens up. He leaves. They hit a bunch of homers. They win 108 games. They choke in the playoffs. We've seen the movie. We get it. That's how baseball gets fixed, though. Like, make it more exciting, fun. I don't think they need to change the game, though. If they do, they should go to, like, the Rock and Jock format. You guys remember that? Now, the Rock and Jock basketball was better because they would lower the rim for the final 2 minutes of the game. It'd be a 100-pointer. They could bring that into the game.
Yeah.
And flee. From
make triples. Hatchet. Make triples worth like five runs, and then you'll see triples.
See, yeah, you know, back when you know Ricky Henderson and those guys were stealing all the bases, they didn't. There was no talk about extending, you know, the length in between the bases to 95 feet because guys are just too fast now. So, you know, it's just, it's stupid. You know, they got to figure out how to stop getting everybody to strike out all the time. And height of the mound seems like the easiest and most common sense way to go about it.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, we'll see you Wednesday. Bring some breakfast like you promised.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got it, man. I'll be there.
See you, buddy.
See you, boys.
The Polished Pipe Bomb, our Friday check-in with Jeff Orlowski, who's going to be in here on Wednesday. So that should be fun. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it, our good buddy, Jeff Orlowski.
Coming up on the other side of the break.
Well, we're woefully late for one. Coming up, I went to an airport and was not allowed to sit by anybody.
Or Gary Wolf, woefully, I can't speak. You knew where I was going. That was good. It was
coming
good.
Up, I was at a hardware store and was too shy to ask for help and mad that nobody came up to talk to me.
Did the Bucks screw up extending Giannis with the Supermax when Jabari's still out there? 414-799.
Coming up, why don't I get enough credit for saving the Bucks and keeping them in Milwaukee?
Why are ratings down? Favre?
Coming up, we'll talk to Jerry Kramer and Rocky Blyer.
You gotta tell me he doesn't even watch football anymore.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Play some trivia here from you guys coming up on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.